coming into the last of the fifth. The Yankees, just a moment ago, so proudly hit 1-0, are now starting from scratch all over again. It's a battle of homers so far, and a battle of two great right-handed veteran pitchers, Hadley, 32, Fitzsimmons, 34. Both been through the wars, and have got a little battle on their hands this afternoon. Now in the last of the fifth, it's Selkirk, leading off to be followed by Powell, then Lazare. Fitzsimmons, who's back in the ballgame now, on an even status, takes the sign from Mancuso. Selkirk, a left-hand hitter, stands up there. The pitch swung on, fouled, onto the ground, behind first base. Back one. Some spectator leaned over and took that one right out from under Earl Combs, the Yankee coach behind first. Fletcher coaching behind third. Fitzsimmons asks for the sign again from Mancuso. Just face down his spot. The pitch, it rolls. 1-1. One ball, one strike. We're going into the last of the fifth. 1-1 to the first batter up. The ball game is 1-1. The series honors are 1-1. Fitzsimmons delivers. Selkirk takes it. Calls strike two. Fitzsimmons poured that fast one right under the weight. Selkirk fingers his uniform for a second. He's punting that bat around almost in the manner of a golfer taking out a divot. Fitzsimmons delivers. Selkirk fouls it down onto the ground by home plate. Still 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Fitzsimmons in four innings. Allowed two hits. Freddie comes down with it. Selkirk takes low inside. Almost across the two top. 2-2. Takes a long look. He still hangs out the sign, then straightens up. It's admitted the target. Fitzsimmons throwing. Has the pitch fouled into the upper deck of the stand behind third base. The clamor that you hear is the natural laughter with yours from the spectators at seeing other fans going after a foul ball back into the stand. The outfield is toward right, a little bit choppy on Selkirk. That's rather deep. Fitzsimmons delivers a 2-2 pitch. It swung on and missed for strike three. And Selkirk strikes out on a change of pace curve as Fitzsimmons pulled the string a little bit inside. And Selkirk, first up in the last of the fifth, is struck out. That's the third strikeout by Fitzsimmons. Batter up, Jake Powell. And up once, hit into a double play. Back in second. It's right-handed. Takes strike one, just above the knee, the fast one. And Juzo liked that pitch, because he didn't return that ball hard back to Fitzsimmons. Sometimes I wonder how a pitcher knows how a catcher feels about it. He delivers a very good one, the catcher slams it back, and he delivers a bad one, he slams it back. The pitch now is called strike two. That one's on the inside corner. I think Gus sort of liked that one, too. That's no balls, two strikes. Right-hand hitter Jake Powell. He has five hits in the series. But he's empty handed so far today. Up for his second try. He comes ahead and comes down with it. It's low outside. Powell leaned over and almost went for it. But managed to check his swing in time. Ball one. Strike two. One out for the Yankees. Last of the fifth. Bases clean. Infield straight away. Outfield. Pulled a little bit toward left. Fitzsimmons comes down with it, and Powell is swinging, hits a high foul into the upper deck of the stand behind first. Well, some gentleman certainly earned a nice felt hat on that one. He didn't trust his hands to catch that foul, so he took his hat off and tried to catch the foul in the hat. The ball went right through it. Imagine how much he cared. Still 1-2. Fitzsimmons delivers. It's called strike three. A knuckler that hit the inside corner, waist high. And Powell stands there at the plate, blowing off a little steam, made the third walk away from him. And now Lazare steps into batter's box. That was called strike three on Dick Powell. And the two Yankees up in the last of the fifth have had to take that third strike. Lazare takes outside low, ball one. McCrimmon's working a little bit easy out there on the mound. He seems to be more relaxed. He's grinning now, something he wasn't doing the first four innings. Tim delivers. It's swung on. It's a high, hard one deep out into left. Gilmore is back, back, almost against the stand waiting, and he catches it with his shoulder blade up against the railing out in deep left field. What a drive that one was. Almost 400 feet. And Gilmore went right back, looked into the sun, into this rather tough, clear sky, and made the catch. Lazzari has certainly hit three balls in the last 2 days that should have been something more than just catches by outfielders. Now let's get along and jump on the top of the sixth inning. This ball game, which is really a struggle, just as indicative as the score indicates. 1-1. Everything is tied up. There have been two games in the series played. The Giants won the first, the Yankees. That one yesterday. And how? And today, as we are going into the sixth inning, it is a 1-1 tie. Thanks to a second inning homer by Lou Gehrig for the Yankees and a fifth inning home run by Jimmy Ripple of the Giants. And now first up to New York against Hadley. Here in the beginning of the sixth is Dick Bartel, to be followed by Terry and then by Art. Bartel, a right-hand hitter. Step. Hadley pours it in, and Dick swings at the high foul behind third. Ralph is under it, still looking into the sky. Under it, and makes the catch. Just about two steps wide of the stand. One up and one away. We open the sixth. Now the batter is Bill Terry, who has one for two this afternoon, has five hits in the series, and has safely connected for a single his first trip up to the plate in each of the three games. They like Bill here in New York. His applause for him rippling all over Yankee Stadium. He stands there now. Hadley, big sturdy right-hander on the mound, delivers, and Terry takes low, ball one. The outfield is from one to two steps toward left on Terry, despite his being a left-hand hitter. It doesn't pull a great deal. Hadley pitches. Terry takes. It's inside for ball two. 2-0. Hadley has just missed these last two pitches. A very close margin. He delivers. Terry takes it. And the fat one is registered as strike one. Two balls, one strike. Cazzetti, dancing around down his short, is certainly talking it up. He's a life of that infield. The pitch, Terry swinging. It's a drive out toward left center field. DiMaggio is going. Powell is going. DiMaggio makes the catch in deep left center field after a tremendous run. This young DiMaggio is certainly playing baseball. The World Series to him is just another ball game. He's just taking everything in stride. And he's making these hard catches after long runs look very easy, which they tell me is the acid test of a major leaguer. Now two away for the drive from the top of the sixth, and the hitter is now out. It's left-handed, picks up that forward foot, but he takes inside for ball one. Up forward foot is his right, and he lifts it almost as high as an Adagio dancer when he's really taking a swing. Now he hits it right back past the middle. It's over second base out in the center field. A single for Ott. His first hit this afternoon. And his third hit in the series. With two men out, the ball game tied 1-1 here in the top of the sixth. Ott singles right back through the middle. And the applause is for Ripple. Hadley hitting his present nemesis. Jimmy Ripple, who fired that home run back in the fifth. A left-hand hitter. Ott leads off first to pitch. Ripple takes. Low inside for ball one. Low curve. Down low inside and off. Two out. Mel ready to go on anything. Leads down off first. Gehrig grimly holds the inside corner. Hadley in pitching position. Watching the runner. Delivers now. Ripple takes. Low outside for ball two. 2-0. The right-hand pitcher in the person of Hadley and the left-hand hitter in Jimmy Ripple. So far, the Giants' number one offensive hero. Ball game tied. Tied is six. 1-1. Hadley pitches. Ripple takes it. A call strike just above the knee. Don't have little choice but to come in with that one. And he threw it beautifully well, just above the knee. Up to a straightaway. Goes the infield. Hadley watching first. Throws back over there, but not in time. Up, skips nimbly on. Waiting. pumping that stick back and forth and short, menacing off. Tadley pitches. High outside for ball three. 3-1. Dickey walks a couple of steps out in front of the plate before returning that pitch to bump. Holler something. Tadley, without any show of emotion, takes the time. 3-1 pitch. Is swung on, fouled back, high, just above our heads, about a foot. If we happen to stay away from the microphone, it was because of the old saying, self-preservation. You know, that's the closest we've been to a baseball in this series, and you'd be surprised to know how big it looks coming right back up at you. Now let's get back into the game. 3-2, to Ripple. Out leading off first, ready to go on the pitch. Ripple takes it, call strike three. Ripple threw his bat away and started trotting down toward first, thinking that would be ball four. But Major Craig's right hand went dramatically skyward. And it is called strike three, and so ends the top of the sixth. Ripple taking the third strike. And so for the Giants in the top of the sixth inning, no run, one hit, one left on, and a strikeout for Hadley. The Yankees, in the last of the sixth, will have Hadley, the pitcher, leading off. Then Crosetti and Ralph, the top of the order. The applause now is for Hadley as he comes walking to the plate. He is pitching a grand performance. Hadley's up there. Malott goes down into right field, kicking a little bit, out there on the center track. Mancuso back behind the plate, into his crouch. Umpire Major Church pulls his mask down over his brow. Fitzsimmons juggles the ball around his glove for a second, takes the sign. Hadley, a right-hand hitter. Up for a second try. Pitch. Low outside for ball one. Hadley's first time up, back in the third. Flew out to Ott, the right fielder. Infield straight away. Goes the outfield. Pitch takes off Mancuso. Takes the time for the next. Then it's occurred just above the knees. Down in there for call strike one. Hadley still looking. 1-1. The pitchers face each other. The Simmons on the slab. Hadley up there at the dish. Pitch delivers. It calls strike two. That was a sharp one on the outside corner, just above the knees. Freddie looks at the ball as though he was counting the stitches, rolling it around, pocket of his glove. I take a quick glance down at Mancuso. Has the sign, nods agreeably, goes in action. It swung on and missed. A hook above the knees, and Hadley has struck out. And Fitzsimmons has now struck out three of the last four men that he's faced. That's his fifth whip so far this afternoon. Five in the third inning. Now one out, last to six. The batter is top of the order, Frank Crosetti, who has 0-2 so far today. Outfield toward left, right-hand hitter. Crosetti swinging, hits a high fly ball into straightaway center field. Ripple comes unrit, and grabs it. And now it's two up, two gone from the Yankees in the last of the sixth. And the ball game is tightly tied at 1-1. A home by Gehrig in the second and by the Giants Ripple in the fifth. The batter is Red Ross, who has 0-2 this afternoon and hasn't gotten the ball out of the infield. It's left-handed. So Sissick, the Simmons pitches. Ross takes it. It's a curve in there for call strike one. The outfield pulled around toward right. Mancuso comes out of the crouch. Fitzsimmons spins, pitches. It's swung on. It's a high foul, up and back. Mancuso comes chasing it, but it's no use. It's on to the netting. Now Ross is behind. Two strikes. No ball. New ball put in play. Pass around the Giant inner defense. All the boys getting their hands on it. Jackson, Vartell, Whitehead, Terry, and now to Fitzsimmons on the mound. Ross comes back into batter's box. That's hand hitter. Crouch, standing up on top of the plate. The 2-6. Fitzsimmons, off Mancuso over that time again, takes it. Pitch winds up, spins, delivers. It's high outside. Ball one. 1-2. Two out, nobody on, last of the six. Yankees batting. Here at Yankee Stadium. The game is tied, 1-1. Fitzsimmons delivers. It's high outside again. He hasn't quite gotten that pitch down and in there. And Ross, sharp-eyed, lynx-eyed, has taken the last two, and the count is now leveled at two apiece. The Simmons comes in with it. It's low outside, and it's now 3-2. And Ross has put the engineering eye on the last three pitches. After being sadly in a hole, behind nothing and two, he's now even with Freddy at 3-2. Now we'll get action on this one. Something's got to break. Ripple moves over more sharp into right center field. Simmons pitches, it's swung on, and it's a drive right toward Ripple. He comes in one step, goes back two, and takes it. He shifted before that pitch right into position. And it was hit right out to him by Red Ralph. And the Yankees go down in order at the end of the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, and no errors for the Yankees in the last of the sixth. At the end of sixth inning, it is one run, six hits, and no errors for the Giants. It is one run, two hits, and no errors for the Yankees. Fitzsimmons has struck out five, walked one. Hadley has struck out two and has walked one. In just a moment, the top of the seventh will be at hand as this mighty struggle, so far the prettiest picture, especially as far as the game itself and the atmospheric conditions are concerned, goes on. And the voice to tell you will be that of Ty Tyson of Detroit.
Well, we're ready to go into that seventh inning. You know, boys and girls, we've so far on Wednesday, we had a water polo contest. Then yesterday, it was more or less of a county fair game. But today is what you really should see at a World Series. A great ball game, all tied up at one run, both of them home runs, and there's a single, a bounder over the pitcher's head, backed up by Crosetti behind second to throw the first man out in this seventh inning. Just Mancuso bounded one over Bump Hadley's head. Crosetti backed up the play, taking the bounder behind second and tossing to Gary Wood to put out at first. One man out in the seventh, and Burgess Whitehead is up. Right-hand batter, no hits in the two times he's been at bat. The first pitch is a swinging strike as Bump broke one in their belt pie. He starts winding for the next pitch. There it is. He bunts it right in front of the plate toward third. Dickey comes out, grabs it up, and throws him out at first. Catcher to first, Dickey to Gary. On the front, dumps right in front of the plate toward third base. Two men out, nobody on, and Travis Jackson is up. First time at bat, he grounded out third to first, and the second time drew a pass. Two men gone, nobody on. Hadley bends over, getting the sign from Dickey. Starts winding, and here's the first pitch. It's a swinging strike, a curve that was breaking away from him, a right-hand batter. Dickey drops the pitch. One strike on Jackson. And here comes the next one. It's a line drive over second base for a single in the center field. DiMaggio crouching to take it, throwing in and out of second base. And Jackson is on first with his first hit of the day. And Fat Freddy Fitzsimmons, the pitcher who fanned the first time up, then singled the second time, is coming up, getting quite a round of applause. Frederick has held the Yankees to two hits. A home run by Lou Gehrig and a double by Joe DiMaggio. And doing a very nice job of pitching out there. Hadley, while being hit harder, has been bearing down in the clutch. Swinging strike. He really went for that curveball in a big way. Freddie cocks his bat. Getting ready to take a lap at the next pitch, and here it comes. He bunts, foul along third baseline. Strike two. He went down there pretty fast for a portly lad. Have a couple of fat boys out there on the mound today. One fat one and one a little fatter. Hadley and Fitzsimmons. Freddy comes back fast. Gets back in that batter's box. Jackson on first, and Gehrig is holding him on there very closely. Travis steps off a couple of steps. Here's the pitch. The pitch, and it's fouled into the dirt. And the count is unchanged, just two strikes. He's on top of that pitch. Back in there. Bump flexes his arm a bit. Turns around, faces the batter. In pitching position now. There's the stretch. Here it comes. And it's high inside. Pitch ducked away from that one. Came around a little bit. And some of those further removed from the plate here, imagined that he had taken a strike. The high inside pitch, and the count is two strikes and one ball. There's the stretch, and here it comes. It's a drive out into short left field. Jackie Powell is hustling in. It drops in front of him for a base hit. Flying short left field. It drops in front of Jake Powell. Jake playing it safely by taking it on the first hop rather than trying for a two-string catch, which meant if the ball got past him, it would mean a run. And as the score is tied, it is a little better to play them safely. Is on second and first, and Joe Moore is up. Single the first time at bat, slide to right field the second time up, and Hadley tossed him out the last time at bat. Left hand hitter, four tied here in the first half of the seventh inning, and the series tied. All by the same marker, one. Hadley's ready to go to work. There's the stretch. And it's a high one, ball one. One ball is the count. Bumped on, goes up for the next pitch. It's a drive to Lazzari. A leaping tackle, a line drive to Tony Lazzari. Been hit to the right or left, a foot or 6 inches higher, would have been a base hit in the right center field and would have scored Jackson from second, giving the Giants an edge. However, the drive was right above Lazzari's head. He leaped in the air and steered it for the third out. No run, two hits, no error, two left. So first up, grounded out, short to first. It was a high bounder over Hadley's head, which Perfetti took behind second base and threw him out. Whitehead dumped one in front of the plate, and Dickey tossed him out. Jackson singled. Fitzsimmons also singled. And then Moore lined to Lazzari for the third out. Score is still tied at one run as the Yankees come to bat in the seventh with Joe DiMaggio carrying half of the Yankee hits today. They have two so far, Gehrig's home run and DiMaggio's double. On the other hand, the Giants have Nick Hadley for eight hits so far. Fitzsimmons starts winding, and here comes that sidearm pitch, and it's a called strike on Joe. He knuckleballed that one over the outside corner. Freddie's been doing very well with that knuckler. One strike on DiMaggio. The arm goes up for the next pitch, and Joe hits one, pops it, and it's a foul along third baseline for the second strike. Two and nothing. Gets a new ball. Plays catch with it a little bit. Now he seems ready to go. He's spinning, and here's the pitch. Over DiMaggio's head. Ball one. And the count is two strikes and one ball. Looks as though he might have pulled the swing a little on that one. Didn't have very good direction. 1-1. Coming in. Ball two. A high, fast one. Just above the letters. And the count is two and two. Two and two. There's the motion. And DiMaggio fouls another one along third baseline. Grabbed by Coach Artie Fletcher down there. Count is unchanged. Two and two. What an ideal day for a ball game. Yesterday was a honey, and so is today. And here's the next pitch to Joe. He lines one way out in left field. It's going for a nice catch there by Joe Moore against the barrier again. Moore has caught two drives out there against the barrier in deep left, one from Tony Lazzeri and this one from Joe DiMaggio. Joe will be pretty well bruised about the body backing into that concrete out there. One out. And Lou Gehrig is up. Lou's home run in the second inning accounted for the Yankees run. And there's a drive out right field. It's not going out far enough for a home run. And here comes Melott for the catch on the cinder track. Two out. Two men gone. Nobody on. And Bill Dickey, who walked the first time at bat, then grounded out second to first the second time up. Left-hand hitter. Have a running track around this field here that begins about 100 feet out beyond first base. Little low, ball one. Still stepping away from that one. Low and inside pitch. Two men out and nobody on. Fitzsimmons gets the sign. Mancuso comes up out of the crouch and Dickey bounces one over Fitz's head. Here comes Whitehead in. The crowd appreciated that play of Burgess Whitehead on this slow bounding ball, which Dickey bounced over Fitzsimmons' head. Whitey came in on the grass, and without having a chance to pivot, had to throw under his body to Terry or to put out at first. No run, no hit, no error. DiMaggio first up, backs Joe Moore into the concrete railing in front of the box seat way out in left field. Gehrig slides to Ott in about medium right field near the foul line. And then Whitehead came in fast to toss out Dickey on this low bomb.